hiking or go off somewhere and not leave him with a telephone, and for hours and hours. And he would have to, when he wanted to try to get them to come home or he needed something, he would have to go to a neighbor and ask a neighbor to call them.
And while Lieberman says there was a history of neglect that was painted throughout the trials, the events that took place right before the shooting seem to be the final pieces of evidence against the Crumleys. In a text Ethan sent to a friend before the school shooting, he wrote that he asked his father to take him to a doctor for help. James Crumley refused, opting instead to give him pills and the advice to, quote, suck it up.
He did say, I need to be taken to a doctor. And instead, they bought him a gun. It's not brain surgery to know that if your son is having psychological problems, and he talked about hearing voices, he talked about thinking there were demons in the house, hearing all these things, and this was going on for a while. And they should have realized, I mean, I think, you know, he said his father told him to suck it up, and his mother, you know, didn't act on it either. And so eventually, as he wrote, you know, his diaries traced the trajectory from when he was first telling them about his, or even thinking himself about his mental problems and thinking, if this doesn't get fixed, if they don't take me to a doctor, I'm going to shoot up the school. I mean, what more do you have to have as proof?
The Crumleys failed to act even when contacted by Ethan's school. The morning of the shooting, they were called into the high school, shown disturbing artwork their son had drawn, and were advised to take him to a hospital. Instead of acting on the recommendation, the Crumleys told the administration that they didn't have the time. After the Crumleys' convictions, many have questioned where the line of accountability is. However, John Donahue, professor of law at Stanford University, says it wasn't simply willful ignorance that led to the guilty verdicts. In fact, after sentencing both parents, the judge noted that this wasn't a case of bad parenting, but repeated action and inaction that laid the groundwork for their son to murder four children.
I do think another factor in this case that made the prosecutors inclined to seek a prison sentence was that the mother had texted to the son, I'm not mad at you, just don't get caught in the future. So it sort of signaled this almost conspiratorial anti-law attitude.
Donahue says these convictions set a precedent for future trials holding responsible parties accountable, regardless of who pulled the trigger. However, he says that it will be a tough line for future courts and prosecutors to connect.
If I see my child is severely drunk and I say, here, why don't you run out to the store and get me more liquor or something like that, and the child kills someone, the prosecutors would not have a hard time in saying that I should be culpable for manslaughter in a circumstance like that, or negligent homicide. But in the gun area, it's often at least one step removed because the parents have just allowed the child access to the gun rather than directly handed it to them on their way to commit a crime.
Regardless of how future cases play out, Donahue hopes these convictions kick other parents into gear to pay attention to the mental health of their children. Lieberman also notes that other potential trials will have different levels of accountability depending on which state they're in.
Not all would be able to charge them with involuntary manslaughter, but it is a gray area as to what the point is, it really is in the mind of the jury, you know? I mean, there are jury instructions. But I think in this case, in the Crumley case, they were poster parents for parents who deserve to get a verdict of involuntary manslaughter. The father bought him the gun. The mother took him to the gun range and she ignored all his texts. The father told him to suck it up, not to go to a psychiatrist.
But while Donahue thinks these convictions set the groundwork for more parents being held accountable for their role in mass shootings, he doesn't believe it will greatly impact how some Americans recklessly store their guns.
How much this is going to change the behavior of so many of the parents who are so oblivious. Just a few years ago in the Highland Park parade shooting in Illinois, it turned out that the father of the Highland Park shooter had sponsored his son's application for a gun permit, which he otherwise could not have gotten, even though the son had threatened to, quote, kill everyone. It's sort of an everyday event that parents in America are exposing not only themselves, but their children and others at risk by making their guns available to their troubled children. And we see this over and over again. You know, the classic example is what I call the Nancy Lanza problem.
Nancy Lanza was one of 27 people her son murdered in 2012 during what's known as the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Nancy was described as a gun enthusiast and often took her sons to shooting ranges in the New York City suburbs.
And knowing that her son was so deeply troubled, she made those weapons available to him. In fact, had planned on buying him another gun for Christmas. So this is madness at a deep level, but, you know, relatively common in the United States, where many parents are very obsessed with securing weapons and making them available to their troubled children.
A 2023 study in JAMA Pediatrics reveals that the firearms used in school shootings over the last 26 years were most frequently stolen from the shooter's family member or relative. Secure storage laws vary state to state. Some require the weapons to be properly locked up, with consequences for failing to secure a gun. Other states have child access prevention laws that only penalize gun owners if a child gets a hold of the firearm. However, only 27 states and Washington, D.C. have safe storage policies. And even if they were expanded to every state in America, we're often only made aware of a dangerous situation after a gun has been taken. Donahue says other countries implement routine spot checks to make sure gun owners are properly securing their weapons, but recognizes that it may be a tough policy to implement in America. Which is why, in light of the Crumley's recent convictions, he hopes more people are motivated to take matters into their own hands and secure their weapons so only the owners have access to them. You can find more information about Dr. Carol Lieberman, John Donahue, and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
Building AI systems is like having kids. You want your kids to be smarter than you are. You want your kids to be more successful than you are. And at the end of the day, you want your kids not to kill you.
Viewpoints Radio Podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Roll Charmin ultra strong when you drop in the beat. It cleans way less effort on your seat. Yeah. Roll it. Drop it. Yeah. Roll it. Drop it. Charmin flows extra strong from the road. Get your butt hella clean while you're sitting on the bowl, yeah. It's all you need for that bathroom groove. Get you in and out without nothing to prove.
Charmin Ultra Strong cleans better so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Medical notes this week. The invisible burden of frontline workers. A new study published in JAMA Network Open has found that 9/11 first responders have dementia at a higher rate than other workers. Researchers believe this risk is due to the World Trade Center-related toxins the responders were exposed to during and after the terrorist attack. quitting e-cigarettes may have just gotten a lot easier. The first clinical trial of a new drug, published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, shows a significant difference between the real and placebo groups. The medication, called varenicline, is already FDA approved to help people stop smoking traditional cigarettes, and it could be the first approved option for quitting e-cigarettes. And finally, some newborn senses are more important than others. Smell and touch are the first senses that mammals have, allowing us to nurse and create bonds. A new mouse study in Science shows that the development of these perceptions in the first week of life forms special patterns of brain activity. Researchers believe these circuits could be essential for other non-olfactory related processing as well. This can be observed with newborns in the NICU who are deprived of a sensory environment and often have long-term cognitive issues. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Mayan Vastabetancourt.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
When you have lawmakers that create systematic policies that are really only set up to favor people with deep pockets, then you have the rise of corporate industry taking over.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content, and tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway. Looking for the love getaway.
103.1 FM sounds like this.
you. Y'all don't want to hear me, you just want to dance.
FM.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Gradual clearing for your Sunday. West winds at highs of the middle 80s. In the overnight, mostly clear skies. Lows will drop to the upper 50s. Our winds will be light. On Monday, a chance of showers and storms, partly sunny skies and lower 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
Cause
80s, 90s, and more. 103.1 FM. 103.1 FM.
Shell. I'm gonna bring it to life. Ooh. stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly goons from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Looking for the 80s, 90s, and more? You found it. This is 103.1 FM.
Close the shop, so
103.1 FM.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I'm going to talk about googly eyes. There are two things I have in my purse at all times, credit cards and googly eyes. I carry a pouch of googly eyes because what can't googly eyes make better? I bring up the two together because recently I was at Michael's, it's the craft store where I buy my googly eyes, and I was super bummed out to see that they were pushing credit cards that have interest rates of 33%. This is part of a trend where retail stores are offering their own credit cards with just insane interest rates. Maybe you've heard something like this. Would you like 20% off for signing up for a credit card today? Assume retail store cards are a bad deal unless the fine print says otherwise. So decline, do your research, and if you need a credit card, find the one that's right for you and your pocketbook, whether or not it's from the store where you get your googly eyes. For more savings tips, head over to workmoney.org and sign up for free. Until next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
It's gonna be.
been